Rescue workers were still going door to door today to look for victims of the tornado that struck central Florida yesterday morning. 20 people are known to have died in the storm, the second deadliest tornado in the state's history. President Bush has declared four counties disaster areas as residents start to dig through the debris this weekend. Reporter John Sepulvedo of member station WUSF traveled to one of the towns where the twister touched down, Lady Lake, about 50 miles northwest of Orlando. And he joins us now. John, can you describe for us what's going on? What's the scene there?
It looks like a giant just came through and knocked everything over, stomped on things, kicked things. I saw a very heavy piano about 50 feet from where it stood on Thursday night. Meanwhile, as you might hear throughout this conversation, we have chainsaws in the background. The trees look like chainsaws just rained down on top of them. They're split in half. There are branches all over the place. There's a giant yellow and blue tarp where food and blankets and water are being distributed. There are supply lines of volunteers, many of them from local churches, are passing boxes back and forth trying to get the supplies set up. And utility crews are working in power lines. And the power lines are so low to the ground, it looks like kids could just jump rope on them. And of course, then there's the survivors.
Now, the survivors are just getting word today, confirmations of those who were killed. What are they telling you?
They're talking a lot to the media about what happened, recounting their stories. But some people, when you just watch what they're doing, they're sobbing. Some are picking through their belongings, and then they're sobbing. I met this 87-year-old woman today. Neighbors say she was thrown from her house about 30 feet. Her furniture literally saved her life. It basically formed a protective cocoon around her. And after she was rescued and she got word that her daughter had been rescued, she kind of just walked around in a daze looking for her dentures because she was trying to be pragmatic about it. When I spoke with her today, she seemed like she was really in shock and she couldn't really recount exactly what had happened or why it had happened. I think that's the question a lot of people have, is why did this happen?
You know, this tornado struck during the middle of the night. There was little warning for people to take cover. And we know that Floridians have pretty good systems when it comes to hurricanes and being ready for hurricanes, of which they have plenty of advance warning. What are they telling you about this tornado, and is this area used to being struck by tornadoes?
This area is used to being hit by big storms. Tornadoes do hit here, but it's pretty rare. And because it's rare, there aren't sirens, tornado sirens, like there are in the Midwest. Some of the local residents are wondering now if there should be tornado sirens. But I think most people are waiting. They're watching the news to kind of figure it out. There's also, people seem very satisfied with as you mentioned, Florida does have a response for these kinds of storms. And most people seem very satisfied with the response at this point. They're not happy it happened, but they feel that they're getting a lot of help and a lot of progress is being made.
Reporter John Sepulvedo of WUSF, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Debbie.